Case number 10,978, University of Delaware, Lindsay Hughes, west of Route 60, Cypress Road, approximately 1,150 feet northwest of Road 378, Blueberry Farm Road, a special use exception for a child care center.
Would you give your names for the record, please?
Lindsay Hughes.
Evelyn Johnson.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give is, will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
I'm Lindsay Hughes with the University of Delaware, and the address is 29118 6 Hickory Court, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Explain to the board your...
And we are looking for a special use exception for a child care center.
Okay. This is a new startup.
Excuse me?
This is a new...
Yes. Yes, it is a new facility.
Okay. What would be your hours of...
It would be from 3 until 6.
3 until 6. And Monday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
You already have some type of program here?
Yes, we already have a program that's actually in the community center, and we're actually taking one of the units and adding on for the older kids.
This section is just for the, I believe I read in here, the 13-year-olds or?
Yes, for the older kids. We have kindergarten through sixth grade in the community room, and then we're going to have the older kids there as well.
And this is just for after school?
Yes, correct. And summer.
And summer.
I'm sorry.
And summer program as well.
So you're moving everything into this one building now?
It would be actually an extra added on part for the older kids. We actually already have the community room, which is inside of the Housing Authority office, and then we will have this inside of one of the units.
Oh, okay.
For the kids that live there in the development.
Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Rickards?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
And this is just basically for the Hickory Tree community there? Is that correct?
Yes. Now, some other, Evelyn Johnson, I'm sorry, site coordinator there. Some of the other student kids that are in the area that goes to Phillips Hichel or something that might not live in the area are allowed to come in and participate in the program.
Okay.
But the ones that live in the residence right there take first priority.
Okay. So it's mostly the kids that live there.
Yes.
And so I assume, by the way you're talking, that there is a limited number of
yes.
applicants.
The
there.
Capacity that we have right now for the facility that we run in the community center is 28. Over to the facility where we're going to be using for the older students is 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Callahan, no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You're hearing them, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we approve case number 10,978 because it will not affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties, and they have demonstrated, I believe, here that they've met all the requirements of Sussex County. You have to meet the requirements of the state now,
yeah.
Correct?
Right.
Okay.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I would second that, Mr. Chairman, and add that they do have a history of success on the property.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,978. Hey, Mr. Mills?
Since there was no testimony that would suggest that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, I'd vote yay.
Okay, and Mr. Hudson?
I'd vote yay.
Mr. Rickards?
Yay, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Calloway, yay, for the same reasons also that had been stated. Is So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,978 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Case number 10,979, Alpha Farm.